Blockcasting Live. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for stopping by once again, Blockhead Nation. You are listening to your favorite Blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and warriors inside the octagon. You know the drill. You know this is going to be a kitchen sink type of podcast, giving you a little bit of everything. So tonight, as we get started, guys, I want to talk to you a little bit about my friends over at Fanatics, the global leader in licensed sport merchandise. Fanatics is changing the way fans purchase their favorite team apparel and jerseys online. We got the NBA playoffs going on, so Fanatics offers you the largest collection of timeless and timeless merchandise, whether shopping online, on your phone, in stores, in stadiums, or on site at the world's biggest sporting events, offering the largest selection of sports collectibles and memorabilia out of more than 300 online and offline stores, including e-commerce business from all major professional sport leagues like the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, National Hockey League, soccer, NASCAR, PGA, the professional golf, the UFC, and so much more. And even major media brands like NBC Sports, CBS Sports, and Fox, and more than 200 collegiate and professional team properties. When you go to my link for this show, for the podcast, when you go to the link for Fanatics, you can now get free U.S. shipping at Fanatics.com on all orders that are over $24. It's simple. When you get to checkout, make sure you use the promo code 24SHIP. Two numbers, all uppercase. 24SHIP to get those shipping fees completely eradicated and you can get a little bit extra money in your pocket. That's a thank you from your favorite Blockhead, and that's a thank you from my friends over at Fanatics. Guys, thank you again for stopping by tonight. Our scripture of the day is going to be Romans chapter 8, verse 28. In that section, Paul writes, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." I could go into detail about my thoughts on this, but somebody has already said it better. Took this from a devotional by Danny Gokey, the same gentleman who did the song Come Back. Absolutely love listening to his music. And he says, God can fix the unfixable. The key is not to focus on the insurmountable problems in front of us, but like Paul, to focus on the miracle-working God standing beside us. Lay every broken thing at the feet of Jesus and watch what He will do. Starting off with this, sending out a happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there that are listening to the podcast, all of you that have moms, even those of you who have just poured your life into somebody else. Guys, I'm just going to send a huge round of applause to all the mothers out there from this podcast, from the bottom of my heart, to my own mother, the mother of the Blockhead. Thank you, Mom, for everything you've done. Thank you to the little redhead girl for the mother you have been to our children. And I'm sure I can speak for the rest of y'all that you're going to make sure that you give a phone call home to your mother. You're going to send her a rose. So either way, take her out to lunch. That's going to be her special day tomorrow. We're going to have something special planned up at our church. So as I start to look through my small little notes I have over here, I only had one recommendation. If you're going to go and look at anything that's Charlie Brown related, lately, if you go back to Snoopy on YouTube, I've said this many times about the subscription you can get for Snoopy on YouTube. They're taking and they're compiling all of the original clips that they've recently done and put them into one big giant compilation. So you're going to see the same episodes that come out of that show that they're going to be doing. So it's not going to be anything new or unoriginal. I share that with you just to kind of get that out of the way, and also to say that if you're going to go check out anything that you might have not ever seen before, if you want to become a true Peanuts fan, then Blockhead has a recommendation for you. It's getting close to summer. You might want to check out Charlie Brown All-Stars. Grew up with that one. Absolutely loved it. Little mixture of everything from baseball to skateboarding to swimming to a little bit of Surf's Up and a Wipeout by Snoopy. Good stuff to check out on that one. And also I want to go ahead and give my friends over the Philly Special Report podcast, give them a shout-out. Looks like the 76ers are going on to Game 7 against Toronto. Guys, you have to understand that Blockhead is not exactly a guy who pledges his allegiance to any particular team. Do I have my teams that I like from the state of Texas? Yes, I do. I love my Texas Rangers. I love the Dallas Mavericks. But I'm willing to look at other teams as well, especially in the podcasting community. If I find a show that I think that is definitely worth your time to listen to, or I think that it's high quality, then I'm going to tend to share that with you guys. That's how it works in the podcasting community. We don't treat each other as competition. We try to treat each other as just a community of podcasters that are helping each other out. And thus, I'm giving my shout out to my friends Victor and Brandon over at the Philly Special Report podcast. Congratulations to the Sixers going on to Game 7 against Toronto. Should be watching that tomorrow night. Should be interesting. Now, I also was given a suggestion from one of the fans of the show. He mentioned something about how there was a guy by the name of, if you're not familiar who he is, there is a guy who has been heavily involved in professional wrestling for a long time, and he came out and made some comment about Thor from the Avengers having what you call a dad bod. Now, could I go into detail and comb over this a little bit more? Sure, I could. But the truth is, this has been an issue that has been ongoing for a long time. Fat shaming has even been discussed on This American Life, the podcast. There's an entire section about what you go through when you are overweight, when you're obese, when you are classified in that group of people. And really, honestly, it's just, am I going to die on that hill? Not really. I mean, Marvel Studios has spoken out on this before. This is the same thing. I remember doing a activity with my kids. It was called Agree Disagree. I put them in the middle of the room, and I didn't ask a question. I gave a simple statement, and I allowed them to choose if they agreed to stand on one side and disagree onto the other side. And all I said was, if you are overweight in America, it is your fault and nobody else's. You want to talk about parting of the Red Sea. 50% stood on the agree side, 50% stood on the disagree side, and all I asked was why. And they continued to have an honest discussion and debate over this issue, simply by uttering those words. There seems to be a shift in our culture about people who are overweight. And could I get stirred up over the things that Vince Russo said? Yes. And again, if you're not familiar with who he is, I'm not going to go into detail about him in the wrestling community. All I'll tell you is, this is a guy who I guarantee you has fat shamed his enemy in life, or vice versa, the man who has considered him the biggest enemy to him and to the wrestling community, Jim Cornette. And again, I've told people, I don't follow wrestling on a normal basis. I have to have somebody else catch me up on what's going on today. But I have to admit that a guilty pleasure that I do have is every once in a while checking out the shoot interviews, even though they're way too hot for me to share on here, because I don't share any profanity unless it's something relevant to the particular podcast that I'm doing. So it's not going to have any points that are going to be provocative of any kind. I'm not changing the C to the E. I think, if you know what I mean, changing from clean to explicit to help you out. I'm not going to do that. But Jim and Vince Russo have this legendary battle and this legendary disdain between the both of them that will probably continue until the end of their days. I don't find it entertaining, but it does seem to show they both very much are polar opposites. And Jim Cornette is one who has battled with his weight for a long period of time. And I'm sure that Vince Russo has fat-shamed him, and then vice versa, about Vince Russo's inability to understand anything about the wrestling, or about being a horrible speller, or just his terrible Bronx accent. I'm not sure if he's from New York or what section he is of that. I want to say he's from the Bronx. But nonetheless, if he's saying it, the guy has always been looking for controversy. Marvel Studios understand the same thing. The gospel, according to the New York Times and anybody else out there, is that if they can stir up controversy, it's good because blood sells. And really, there has been this shift in fat shaming, but I will tell you the unspoken antidote that all of us should think more about. If you are this upset about how people are looked upon if they are obese or if they are needing help, One, instead of shaming someone and judging, maybe be willing to help. Maybe be willing to give consultation. Be able to give your services. I know plenty of people that have gone into the health industry. You can be encouraging and be the one who will be the person in their corner to allow them to have a better life. But the other thing is, laughter is also one of the best medicines you can ask for. So when it comes to laughter, can we just refer to, I'm going to say three words. Get these deep into your heart, your soul, into your psyche. Weird Al Yankovic. There is your unspoken antidote to anything, because if you remember, he did a parody of Michael Jackson's Bad. Go back and watch the video on YouTube of Weird Al Yankovic doing I'm Fat. Have yourself a laugh at the expense of Weird Al. He has created an outlet that people tend to forget all too often. And y'all tend to forget that I like to talk about some of my favorite coffee known as Koa coffee. I'm going to try to be a little bit humorous with this one. Those of you that are trying to be the big kahuna of the house, why don't you put down the Mai Tais? Why don't you get your head out of your volcano? And why don't you try some of the best Kona coffee in America? The original taste of Aloha Koa coffee, harvested and processed only when the beans are cherry red, providing an amazing Koa Warrior style coffee that only the Hawaiian Islands can provide. Koa's Kona coffee is pure 100%, no blends, no inferior beans. As Forbes has said, Koa coffee is the real thing. It's the best Kona coffee in America. Sign up for their email list and their newsletter to get deals and coupons on the best in the business. And I would personally recommend to you to try the ground Kona coffee. Try getting the medium roast, or also there's the dark Vienna. Dark Vienna would be a good one for any of you guys out there. So again, medium roast, dark Vienna, ground Koa coffee. Shout out to my friends over there at Koa Coffee and supporting your favorite blockhead. Now, as I continue to put out more content and I continue to put out more suggestions on what podcasts you should listen to, and pretty much plugging for free many podcasts that I stumble across when I go to Podcoin. Yes, I tend to use Podcoin nowadays more often for my shows, and I tend to donate it to any cause that I happen to like. I happen to enjoy that. If you want to save up on Podcoin and you want to be able to use them for gift cards, be my guest. Knock yourself out. Get yourself your own code. Share with more people if you want to. It takes a little effort on your part to be able to be, quote, paid by Podcoin. But anyway, I digress. I'm listening to a show that I didn't even realize existed. One of the best minds in boxing, Teddy Atlas, has a podcast called The Fight. All of you should consider, if you are a fan of MMA or boxing, you should listen to The Fight with Teddy Atlas. And right now, I am listening to the episode where Dustin Poirier comes onto the show and discusses his journey with MMA. Now, as I put that out, this part's not going to be a work. This is not going to be a shoot. This is going to be talking straight to an individual. Brother Sin, if you are listening tonight, since you have this gripe with your favorite blockhead referring to you as special when we have our discussions, let me inform you about something. If you go and listen to this episode of Dustin the Diamond Poirier being introduced on The Fight with Teddy Atlas, twice on this episode, he is referred to as a special guest. Dustin Poirier is worthy of being called a special guest and being able to have special accomplishments. It's mentioned twice. I counted them in the short period of time that I had. But since that tends to ruffle your feathers, if you are so put off by being referred to as special, I offer you the chance to come and give your honest debate on the first episode of Brother Sin and the Blockhead so that you can get that out of the way. Because if Dustin Poirier is perfectly all right, the Diamond is perfectly all right by Teddy Atlas, one of the greatest minds in the world of professional boxing and professional combat sports, I would like to know why that is such a hang-up for you to not be referred to as special by your favorite blockhead. And anyway, I digress. So I send that out there. That's a chance to be able to lure, throw out the lure. I'll see if he swims on by or if he takes the bait and he comes in for the first episode of the show. And we'll continue. And I listened to this episode, and one of the parts that had me dying laughing, one of the podcasts from the fight with Teddy Atlas that I listened to, he mentioned something about the fight with Canelo and Jacobs. And he continued to talk about how Canelo is going to go for the body. But somewhere there, his co-host mentions that I can already tell that there might be a problem. And then somewhere he goes, are you saying that there is going to be an unfair verdict in boxing? Ho-ho! Send out a memo. Boxing might rob somebody. Nothing uncommon about that. And the first person to speak out about corruption in boxing is fill in the blank. You're correct, Teddy Atlas. No problem saying it in his sport. Now I have to take a different approach because some might look at this opinion as fat shaming from your favorite blockhead in MMA. Not trying to make it be the way. I'm trying to bring a point home that Jake Hager has an opponent tonight named TJ Jones for the fights tonight at Bellator 221. If you just look at these two at the stare down, you see Jake Hager, a collegiate wrestler in excellent shape. And then you see his adversary. I don't mean to make this sound like I am fat-shaming TJ Jones. But what I am saying is, this feels like we are taking several years backwards in the sport of mixed martial arts. Back when you first started UFC, before we started to get regulations in place, and before the federal government started to point a finger at it, you did not have any weight classes. Anybody of any weight class, of any different weights, could meet up in the cage. You can go back and look at any of those days, the days of Hoist Gracie. Not to disrespect him, but if we look at the Dark Ages, or aka the Middle Ages of MMA, we didn't have matching of weights. Now it is shameful for a fighter to not make weight, even if you are in the heavyweight division. Let's look at just the difference in pounds between these two fighters. I think Jake weighed in something about 236, 238, in the 230s. TJ Jones weighed in at 263 pounds. Easily a 30-pound difference on the scales. That doesn't give me the chance to point out and say this guy is fat. This tells me as a fan that he does not have to honor the rules because this is Jake Hager. It tells me that he has a chance to get a free pass and not have to adhere to what other fighters have to go through when it comes to a weight cut. I guarantee you Michael Chandler and Patricio Pitbull had to be able to make weight. Just look at the weight difference and the size difference between these two. It's embarrassing. And I don't understand why Jake Hager is given these kind of fights right off the bat in Bellator. I wish somebody gave me a legitimate answer without me having to speculate. So it makes it to where it's not even worth my time to go and purchase the live stream for Bellator tonight, even though my favorite fighter is fighting. I don't really care to be watching the main card. I will be on Bloody Elbow on Twitter. I'll be looking at Low Kick MMA. I'll be looking at all the other outlets that I have to be able to see what the results are. But there's nothing emotionally attaching me to this event tonight. I look at the UFC. Do I appreciate that Rose and Jessica Eye are the main event? Yes, I do. Hats off to the ladies being able to actually have the main event. Anderson Silva against, I can't even tell you what his name is. And it's talk about how this is going to be his last fight. And maybe I just feel like I'm scraping the bottom of the pan when it comes to my interest in MMA. Thiago Alves is fighting and I don't care to watch it. Jose Aldo is fighting tonight and it doesn't pique my interest. So maybe it's just one of those that YFB needs a little bit of a reprieve and a refresher from MMA. But as soon as I feel this way, we have the announcement of Donald Cerrone and Tony Ferguson for UFC 238. So the future for MMA is still getting brighter and brighter and brighter for fighters who legitimately deserve their shot at the title and deserve to have their shot for the casual fans to find out who they are. We got plenty of good fights coming on the horizon. Legacy Fight Alliance just had a great fight last night. I think it was Hunter Azura against LJ Schultz. Right at the very end, Azura opens up LJ Schultz, and we have a nice little fight there that goes to unanimous decision for Hunter. Either way, still watching my different outlets, but I guess it's just, if it's hard to pique my interest right now. And part of it is just my distaste over what's happening with Jake Hager. If you don't know who he is, he used to be Jack Swagger in the WWE, but has a legitimate collegiate-style wrestling background, which has been proven time and time again to be the sport that can prepare you the best for mixed martial arts. It's why all the buzz around Jordan Burroughs is happening at this time. Does he need to go straight to the front of the line and fight Khabib? I don't believe that. The only tool that Jordan Burroughs has against Khabib is a takedown. Once you have the takedown, that's it. It now becomes grappling. It now becomes submission attempts. It becomes octagon control. It calls passing the guard. Does he have these tools? I don't believe he has them, but is he interested in it? Certainly. And would I like to see Jordan Burroughs go through the different MMA circuits? Would love to see him take the opportunity. But I keep speculating what's going on with this issue with Jake Hager. AJ McKee is fighting on the card. We have MVP versus Douglas Lima. There's not really one or the other that I want to see truly advance in the welterweight Grand Prix. I'll find out in due time. I don't know how much of the hatred between Michael Chandler and Patricio Pitbull has been legitimate or if it's manufactured. I've seen it already. Michael Chandler has already slept Patricio Pitbull. It's nothing new. It's not fresh. I can appreciate the countdown. I've enjoyed watching Michael Chandler with his wife and the countdown to the fight where he would have the Easter eggs with his sweet little son. Now that part has been fun to watch. But as far as the fight, we will find out in due time. I have no problem laying my head down tonight and finding out what the results are tomorrow morning as I prepare for Mother's Day. And really, when we talk about laying our head down the pillow, guys, according to the American Sleep Apnea Association, about 50 to 70 million Americans are affected by a lack of sleep. You heard that right. And if that's you, then Blockhead can help you by introducing you to something called Serta Mattress. Serta Mattress has been a pioneer in comfort since 1931 and has introduced the breakthrough iComfort sleep system featuring the latest in gel memory foam technology. Serta Mattress is proud to be the number one mattress manufacturer in the U.S. today, providing you with the sleep comfort you deserve, and also discover how you can get 0% APR for up to 6 months or payments as low as $50 per month for 60 months with every mattress set purchase. You will also enjoy free white glove delivery, a 120-day in-home trial, a 10-year warranty, plus free removal of your old mattress. How simple is that? Again, be sure to click the link in the podcast for Serta Mattress to finally begin having the good night's sleep that you, the Blockhead Nation, absolutely deserve. And as Daffy Duck once said, guys, we've all got a mission in life. We get into different ruts. Some are the cogs on the wheel, and others are just plain nuts. And I give you that. This has been your favorite Blockhead, and we will see you guys the next time around.